Dictation for Pamela Cobble, C-O-B-L-E, January 2444. Address as a letter. Take it hard. 4631534. Dear doctors at Sacred Heart, consultation, Mrs. Cobble, 81-year-old lady who shows progressive chronic kidney disease, baseline creatinine 1.2, 1.3, by July is around 1.6, 1.7. Comes accompanied with son, Sean, S-E-A-N. She has a very extensive medical history, has Parkinson, respiratory failure from COPD, CHF, uses oxygen at home. She looks very frail, uses a walker. Cardiology has been adjusting diuretics. Says to be eating 3 small meals a day. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux. There is constipation or bleeding. She complains that the urine is very slow flowing. It takes time to finish. There is incontinence, nocturia. Denies infection, cloudiness of blood. Recent fall without loss of consciousness with trauma and fracture. The distal aspect of the left-sided fibula, no surgery was required, is using a boot, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, no ulcers, does have, however, very fragile skin, multiple skin tears, bruises, recently cat scratched her on the left arm, chronic dyspnea, arrest and or activity, sleep apnea, but not using CPAP machine, not just pain palpitation, denies loss of consciousness, but does have frequent syncope, postural changes, severe tremor, face, upper lower extremities, and some degree of rigidity from Parkinson. Next paragraph. Her past medical history. For hypertension, coronary artery disease and prior stents, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, COPD abnormalities, prior smoker, emphysema, Parkinson's disease, prior fall and right-sided hip fracture, has pain cytopenia, follows with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, but there has been no bone marrow biopsy. There were concerns for potential myelodysplasia. There has been problems of hyperlipidemia, migraine, question prior stroke affecting the eye, she does have extensive vascular disease. I'm going to refer to a summary note from 2018, Henry IV. Where they mention multiple interventions, lower extremities, aorta, 2008, St. Louis Hospital, Barnes Hospital at St. Louis, with an iliac stenting, eventually aorto bifemoral bypass, left-sided lower extremity bypass, eventually an aortic endograft that was at Lansing 2018 with an aortic pseudoaneurysm on the proximal end of the graft, infection of this graft with Pseudomonas, prior hydronephrosis with ureteral stent placement, exploratory laparotomy and lysis of adhesions, partial excision of the infected Dacron, D-A-C-R-O-N, aortofemoral bypass graft, with a redo graft cryopreserved and reimplantation on the left renal artery, an aortoduodenal fistula closure, did have a feeding jejunostomy at that time, they also did what they call omental harvest, wrapping the graft. At that time, 2018, required extensive pressurizing plasma, packet of red blood cell platelet infusion. It was a difficult surgery. Next paragraph. Other surgeries. Appendix, back surgery, bladder suspension, bilateral breast biopsy benign, cataract surgery, C-section stent 3, gallbladder, colonoscopies, polypectomies, coronary artery stents, hand surgery at the level of the thumb, hernia repair, hysterectomy, laminectomy, C4-C7, ovaries removal, right-sided rotator cuff, trigger finger, tonsils, prior medical port got infected, removed. Next paragraph, she's being a prior smoker. Discontinued apparently a few years back, 2021, at least 63 pack year. Prior alcohol, but not currently, denies drugs. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Bactrin and tape. Next paragraph. Family history, son has chronic kidney disease, but doesn't know why. Next paragraph. medications, Lipitor, Sinemet, Plavix, folic acid, Nurantin, Zysol, XYZAL, Midodrine, Singulair, Prilosec, Requip, Zoloft, Demadex, Diovan, a number of vitamins, Albuterol, Trelegy, Norco, but presently not using, Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 133, Parkinson abnormalities, sitting in the chair, looks frail, muscle wasting, pallor of the skin, on oxygen, there are emphysematous changes on the lungs and coarse bronchiales, upper-lower dentures, symmetrical pupils, prior surgery, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, minor carotid bruits, appears regular, there is abdominal hernias, three different sizes, no ascites or abdominal distension, irregular scar on the left leg at the level of the thigh, tan libido, bilateral lower extremities, tremors from Parkinson, face, mouth, upper extremities. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from August. Creatinine 1.74 improved to 1.61. Baseline, however, as indicated before, is 1.2, 1.3. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin phosphorus. If this is a steady state, represents a GFR 32 stage 3B. There is pain cytopenia, white blood cell at 2.9, anemia 9.3, MCB 97, platelet 140, low lymphocytes, low neutrophils, TTH elevated at 161. Most recent B12 is normal. Magnesium runs low, which is chronic. Most recent urine from June, 2 plus blood. Negative for protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Last iron studies. From December, ferritin and iron saturation was normal. Heavy metals not elevated, thiamine normal, B6 low, vitamin D normal, normal B12 in the low side, prior normal thyroid, next paragraph, I review imaging. April 2024, kidneys from abdomen, pelvis, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. In that opportunity, kidneys reported as normal size, no obstruction. There is bilateral small cyst. I reviewed this imaging with patient and son. It's very diffuse. Including cortical area. the surface of the kidneys are not affected. Different sizes. The prior aortobifemoral surgery. Next paragraph, most recent echo from June, ejection fraction normal at 61, normal size ventricles right and left, there is a calcified rupture cord that tending, T-E-N-D-O-N-A-E. She has more than 70% carotid artery disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic renal failure. Patient with long-standing hypertension, prior vascular procedures, including re-implantation of the left renal artery, prior hydronephrosis, ureteral stent, all of them, however, appears resolved based on the prior imaging. She has effect of medications for congestive heart failure, including diuretics, ARB, Diovan. She has severe Parkinson and complaints of very prolonged urination for what we are going to do a pre and post bladder to rule out for urinary retention. She also has chronically low blood pressure for what she takes midodrine. Some of these related to her Parkinson and effect of medications, Sinemet, but also from congestive heart failure. There is isolated blood in the urine in the past, but no evidence of proteinuria. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy or pericarditis. The pancytopenia is not related to the kidneys. Most recent potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus appears stable. She does have secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require specific treatment right now. The etiology of this diffuse cyst on the kidneys to be determined. This does not appear to be typical polycystic kidney disease type 1. Of course, type 2 on others in the differential diagnosis. She denies any family history, parents or family members affected by that. Some which is present has kidney disease but has not recalled being told by his doctors about cystic changes. genetic testing could be done, although it will not change for the patient management. Some might want to do testing of his own with his doctors. We will follow over time if documented urinary retention might require Foley catheter, urological evaluation. We will keep an eye for potential renal artery stenosis, given the extent of vascular abnormalities back in time. All issues discussed at length, patient and family. End of dictation.